weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio 92.3.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Baby. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. About 80 to 82 degrees here in the Pensacola area. And if you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. And there is... let's get started with this part right here. Whoops, I just clicked off my weather. It's supposed to be a high of 92 today, by the way. Nice and clear skies. And it should be clear. We did have a chance of rain showers, it looked like, on Saturday or Sunday. And now it looks like it's pushed off till Monday, if at all. So that's a positive right there. There is, let's go here. Oh, a guy is accused of flying a drone package near Atmore Prison. Did you see this? He was arrested by the Alabama Department of Corrections and Atmore Police after attempting a drone delivery near Atmore Prison. A package was attached to the drone. And all that was initially said was there was contraband on it. Okay, like, what kind of contraband? What are you talking about, contraband? Well, later we get some more details. 42-year-old Edward Knight was arrested and charged with one count of first-degree possession of marijuana and two counts of illegal drone operation. So my guess is it probably had some weed in there. Are they not allowed to have medical marijuana in the prison? They can't go get the medical marijuana card, and they can't get... He's like, what? My buddy's got a medical marijuana card. I'm trying to deliver him his medicine. I don't know. It kind of cracks me up. It does bring up security questions, though. One of the questions came out is like, how did he get in there? A lot of these prisons are supposed to have, I guess, some sort of technology that, like, if you get close to the prison, then the drone will just fall out of the sky or something. So there's a little bit of that. Apparently, this is not the first time this has happened. It's been happening around the country. It's a growing trend where people are using drones to try to smuggle items into prisons. I'm like, okay. The whole drone thing is quickly becoming a bigger and bigger issue. As, like, I was at a park not that long ago. And somebody was flying a drone. Like, you can hear it. It has that, like, very distinct buzzing sound, you know? And so I was like, oh, okay, there's the drone. And the guy's just sitting on a park bench just flying it around. And all of a sudden I saw some security guy, like, walk up to him. And then next thing I know, he's, like, landing his drone and he's, like, putting it away and stuff. And so I walked over to the security guy and I was like, hey, did you tell him he couldn't, like, fly his drone? He goes, yeah, you're not allowed to fly the drone in this park. And I was like, why not? I'm just curious. And he said, you're not allowed to fly drones where there's kids present. And I was like, okay. I didn't delve into it anymore. I didn't ask him, like, is that some sort of, like, law, or is that just like your guys's policy for this park? I didn't dig into it more, but I just thought there's all these things like regulations, I guess, that you may not even know that might be a private regulation. It might be just like, we don't want you flying stuff around kids. Or is there some sort of federal thing? Like you can't fly drones with there's kids gathering or something. So kind of bizarre to me. I know like we have an issue. Seems like every summer at Red, White, and Blues weekend at Pensacola Beach for the Blue Angels show and the Civilian Air show, they're constantly having an announcement of the PA to please land your drone. No drones are allowed to fly during the demonstrations and stuff. And yet every year, it seems like it's getting worse every year. They have to stop things like and track down the drone pilot and try to get them to land the drone and stuff. So, and it's an issue. Like, I think, I don't know if you can get arrested, like a misdemeanor or what, but I know there's something bad if you are flying a drone at an air show. It's 8:15. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with PJ. Go ahead, PJ.
Thanks, Bobby. There is a vehicle crash, University Parkway at East 9 Mile Road. No roadblock associated with that. Also a vehicle crash, North Cross Lane at North Davis Highway. Roadway is clear. We also have a vehicle crash, North Davis Highway at Brent Lane. No roadblock associated with that one. And then finally, we do have that vehicle crash with injuries and a roadblock, West Hayes Street and North Q Street in Pensacola. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, PJ. There is, let's see here. Yeah, let's cover this story here. President Trump released his financial disclosure yesterday. And initially the report, I saw a couple of reports. Initial report was made about $580 million in crypto income. Then I saw another report. He made $1 billion. I was like, say, which one is it? So I pulled up the articles, tried to find out what's going on. So this is what came down to. He made $1 billion. Initially, it said $580 million because the articles that were stating that didn't really understand what $600 million worth of royalties described as celebration coins was, but it's a crypto thing. So the report reveals that his crypto-related income included $515 million from the sale of Trump tokens released by the firm World Liberty Financial. Then $65 million from sales of equity in that holding company. And so that is the WLF, World Liberty Financial, is the crypto company co-founded by members of his family. And it has WLFI governance token. It has the Trump coin or whatever. And it has USD1 stablecoin. Then he also received $635 million in royalties from what's described as celebration coins. Bloomberg News Service says that those royalties are related to CIC Digital LLC, which is Trump's meme coin business. So it's another crypto thing. So yeah, he made $1 billion last year on crypto. Wow. Like, okay. Now, the reason why I wanted to bring this up is because the past 2 years, I have a lot of friends who are both Republican and some are Democrat who feel like Trump is manipulating the markets, particularly the crypto markets. They've been telling me over and over and over, Trump is manipulating. He's legally not allowed to, he's not legally allowed to like invest or buy or sell or whatever. He was like, but they were like, he could just leave a message with a friend or something like that and be like, hey, or like with a family member, hey, can you, better buy and sell this real quick because I'm going to do this and this and this, something like that. And I was like, I don't know about that. I don't know. No, I'm telling you, he's manipulating the market. He's making $1 billion on crypto because he's manipulating the markets. So when I first saw this report and it was like, he made $1 billion in crypto, I was like, oh, dang, were they right? So then I pulled it up and he didn't make $1 billion in crypto, but it's his own crypto. It's stuff that he's selling and it's stuff that represents his name or whatever and stuff that people are buying and selling from his stuff. So still pretty pretty impressive. $1 billion, man, in 1 year. Sheesh. All right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Coming up next, we're going to get an update from David Wayne over the newsroom. Stick around for that.
From the efficiency of American natural gas and the dependability of nuclear power to the strength of Florida's sunshine and the flexibility of advanced battery storage systems, at FPL, we leverage a diverse mix of energy sources to power our growing state, ensuring reliable, low-cost power whenever you need it. See how at FPL.com. FPL, working for you every single day.
Saturday is the free Pensacola Fireworks, presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. Be at Community Maritime Park at 7 p.m. for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert, sponsored by Peter Mouget, at 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola State College. Continue listening at 9, as the fireworks will be synchronized to music on News Radio 92.3. Presented by Penn Air Credit Union. Bring your radio and enjoy the 4th of July Saturday with the free Pensacola Fireworks.
If my dog Ginger could speak English, you'd hear her say she wants her own doggy vacation at Play and Stay Pet Daycare when I go on vacation. But since she doesn't speak English, I'm going to translate. What's that? Play and Stay Pet Daycare is the only pet daycare in Pensacola with an on-site veterinarian. And they're cage-free with large indoor and outdoor play areas where you love to run and romp with your friends. So where are they? That's right. Play and Stay Pet Daycare is at 4220 North Davis Highway, across from Bailey's Farmers Market, online at olivebranchpethospital.com. Who's a good girl? Yeah.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
So, what did I miss today?
Good question.
I'm Andrew McKay.
Chris Bryan.
Austin Price.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Well, there you have it.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. He'll be back next week, just taking a little time off here in the summer with his family. Coming up here in about 15 minutes, we'll have our frivolous topic of the day pertaining to bagels. So whether you like bagel sandwiches and how you like your bagels and things like that. So stick around for that. It's related to a news story. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what you got going on the news for us?
Well, good morning, Bobby. There's a new report out saying that the three ransom notes in the Nancy Guthrie case apparently were all fake. An FBI source telling Reuters on Tuesday that after assessing the authenticity of the notes, they determined none of them are genuine. Two of the notes were reported in early February, just days after Nancy Guthrie disappeared from her home in southern Arizona. 16 children have been rescued from a home in southern Ohio, where authorities say they were living in deplorable conditions. Authorities raided a home in the town of Hamden on Tuesday, removed all 16 kids that they say were in various medical conditions, and officials there describing that scene as being horrific. And Bobby, the Mega Millions jackpot, my only chance of ever retiring, is rolling over again. No grand prize winner on Tuesday. The next drawing is being held Friday for $542 million.
So what you're saying is, I got a chance.
I suppose so.
I want to get your update on this. You had some insight on Pensacola Police conducting what they said was the largest active shooter training they've done to date. Yes. Give us a little update on what that was about.
Yeah, so they've been they've been doing this training over at Workman Middle School here this week. And it's a program that was designed by the University of Miami, the Gordon Center there. And it's being paid for by the state. But so this new training, they're being trained now. EMS would go in with police officers. So police are being trained to, you know, to take care of the active shooter threat while EMS is in the scene and treating any victims. But previously, like before this, it used to be police would go in and they would have to make the scene safe first. But now it's kind of more coordinated between both EMS and the police department at the same time.
Okay. And then what's the you had this other story that's very interesting. Initially, you know, to just how they're strategizing things, trying to become better at situations and things like situational awareness and
gets,
things like that.
Gets any victims treated a whole lot quicker. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good thing. The other thing was that story about the herbicide or whatever that killed animals. What are the animals here? What's going on with this?
Oh, sure. Over in Santa Rosa County. So there was an FPL contractor that was doing aerial herbicide spraying. And apparently, I guess maybe they were using the wrong chemical or, you know, whatever they use is supposed to be safe for animals because they're doing aerial spraying. Apparently, they were using something that was not because... it killed several chickens and a bunch of bees. It was kind of a big thing at the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting. It was either last month or the month before. I can't remember. But there was a lot of discussion about that here in Santa Rosa County lately. So they have now fined the contractor. Hold on. I've got it here. Cole Ward. $20,000, which is the maximum fine they could give him, and then investigation is also being forwarded, it says, to the FAA for potential additional violations.
Oh, dang. So he still might have some more stuff going down then.
I guess they'll have to investigate that a little bit more and see if they want to put any additional violations on him.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. Let's go to traffic on the files of PJ. PJ?
Still working that vehicle crash, University Parkway at East 9 Mile Road. Also, a vehicle crash, North Cross Lane and North Davis Highway. No roadblock associated with that. Vehicle crash, North Davis Highway at Brent Lane. No roadblock there. And then finally, that vehicle crash with injuries and roadblock, West Hayes Street and North Q Street in Pensacola. They've been working on that all morning. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
I saw this story here. Apparently, the... Great Smoky Mountains getting a little greater. Yeah, they've got the Great Smoky Mountains have 600 acres that have been donated to the Great Smoky Mountains in order to, and it was like right on the border already before, and it was from the Foothills Land Conservancy. They completed the acquisition of the Oliver Tract, a 600-acre property bordering the national park. Their purchase permanently protects one of the most significant remaining privately held properties adjacent to the nation's most visited national park. So, pretty cool one right there as well. One story that was covered in the news yesterday was about the daycare thief, or he was stealing AC units from a daycare, and apparently it's happened multiple times. Like they would replace the unit, and then it would get stolen again. Well, now they've got a suspect, 48-year-old Joshua McKay. Allegedly is the one that's been doing the stealing. The sheriff's office is actively still searching for him. He's still at large. He's got multiple prior convictions for theft and stolen property. He spent several years in prison already, so this isn't his first rodeo. So I thought that was kind of like a kind of bizarre little twist right there of what's going on with him and with that situation. It was multiple thefts from the same individual, and turns out he's got a history of theft from the past as well. So kind of bizarre. This other story here, the feds busted what they call one of the largest gun smuggling rings in the United States. These guns were going from Georgia to Chicago, And according to them, these were going straight into like Chicago gangs. So this was not a like, all right, just going to Chicago and to think it was a thing already set up to go to Chicago gangs. And they just busted that the other day to try to break up that whole gun smuggling ring or whatever you call it at that point. So kind of an interesting story right there of things going on nationally as it pertains to, you know, as it pertains to different kinds of law enforcement progress. So very interesting. All right, Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Coming up here next, we've got our frivolous topic pertaining to bagels. Stick around for that next on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Therese Crowley. You'll never see anything like this, says President Trump. His first flight on the new custom Air Force One donated by the Emir of Qatar.
We're very proud of this. The country is very proud of it.
To dedicate the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library in North Dakota, complete with a Rough Riders ceremonial escort when he gets there. And he's given Congress a task.
House Speaker Mike Johnson now says that he and Congress are going to try to do what the Supreme Court couldn't yesterday in a very quick and efficient way. They're going to try to change the law to end birthright citizenship.
Fox's Peter Ducey, a socialist challenge for America 250.
One tonight.
Maylot Quiroz beat 15-term Congresswoman Diana DeGette in the Colorado Democrat primary, but Senator John Hickenlooper bested progressive challenger Julie Gonzalez. America's listening to Fox News.
It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got clear skies. It is 79 degrees right now on this Wednesday morning. We'll check in with Brooke Richardson and get our forecast in just a minute. A powerful thunderstorm yesterday knocked out power for hundreds of people across north Escambia County. At its peak, about 1,600 Escambia River Electric Cooperative members were without power last night. Roughly 500 of them along South 99 in Walnut Hill, Bay Springs, and the Berno Park areas. At least seven poles apparently were downed or snapped during that powerful storm, bringing lines down across Highway 99. Crews did work throughout the night and restored power by midnight. The Escambia Sheriff's Office wrapped up a three-day warrant sweep last week with 15 arrests. The warrants unit took suspects into custody on charges ranging from failure to register as a sex offender and stalking to aggravated battery, fentanyl trafficking, and child support violations. Among those arrested were five individuals charged with failure to register as a sex offender. Anybody with information on outstanding warrants can call Crime Stoppers at 850-433-STOP. Safety bollards that were cut from the original Palafox Street rebuild are now back on the table thanks to $1.2 million in the new state budget. The barriers were part of the original plans but dropped when construction bids came in at $2.3 million. City Project Officer Adrian Walker tells Channel 3 the work isn't done figuring out what that funding will cover.
We didn't have the funding at the time, so now we're going to go back to those plans, reassess them, because the bid came in higher than the 1.2 that we're getting, so we're going to reassess, figure out what we can do, and really strategize for the best layout.
The removable bollards would only be deployed when Palafox is closed for pedestrian events. The city is currently working with police and fire on final placement before setting a construction date. Well, it's the end of an era for WSRE-TV. The WSRE has now ended PBS programming. The college lost $1.5 million in federal and state funding after President Trump signed an executive order defunding public broadcasting last year. WSRE is now replacing PBS programming with programming from the Florida Channel, American Public Television, and PSC-produced content, including some 4th of July specials. A legal dispute between the WSRE Foundation and Pensacola State College over $5.6 million in foundation funds is still ongoing. Well, an armed Alabama man was shot and killed by Escambia County, Alabama deputies last Sunday after a standoff at a home on Atmosphere Road there. Deputies say they responded to a shots fired call and a suspect was barricaded inside, making threats towards neighbors and law enforcement. Well, SWAT negotiators were called in. Those negotiations failed when deputies used an armored vehicle to approach the home. The suspect apparently exited the rear with a shotgun and pointed it at officers. He was shot and killed. The State Bureau of Investigations is investigating that case. Right now, it's 8:35, and again, beautiful morning. It's 80 degrees right now. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with PJ.
Travis brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. I-10 and 110 are both looking good right now. Still working that vehicle crash, University Parkway at East 9 Mile Road. No roadblock associated with that. Also, I have a vehicle crash North Davis Highway at Brent Lane. Roadways clear. And then finally, that vehicle crash with injuries, West Hayes Street and North Q Street in Pensacola. They're saying there's a roadblock associated with that. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be looking at mostly sunny skies today with a 20% chance of a stray shower. Going to be hot today, high near 92, feeling like the triple digits. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 77. For Thursday, mostly sunny skies, 20% chance of a light sprinkle, high near 93. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Heading into Friday, sunny skies with a 20% chance of rain, high near 93. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now we've got 80 degrees with sunny skies. Your next news in 30 minutes. Your money now. Today, markets are down. The Dow's down 275 points at 52,044.17. S&P 500 down 46 and a quarter points at 74,53.09. The NASDAQ is down almost 1%. That's 218 points at 25,995.658. Taking a look at those 10-year bond rates, they are up a bit today, 4.48%. Commodities, gold is up $14 at $4,052.50. Silver is down 49 cents, $58.98 this morning. And Bitcoin is up $50 at $58,684.30. Looking at those oil prices, they are down today. West Texas Intermediate down 53 cents, $68.97 a barrel. Brent crude down just under a buck, currently trading at $71.97 a barrel. Taking a look at our fuel prices for the day, our national average for a gallon of regular down at $3.84 per gallon for a gallon of regular. Now, the statewide average in Florida is up today. It's $3.81 a gallon. Yesterday, it was $3.77 a gallon. A week ago, $3.78 per gallon. Taking a look at our local prices, seeing some averages in Escambia County at around $3.48 a gallon, Santa Rosa County at about $3.54 per gallon. Summer has officially begun, and retailers are already looking ahead to fall. You could get some bargains on things you'll things you'll use between now and Labor Day at one of the many long holiday weekend sales. The website Dad Deals suggests you look at discounts on swimwear and other summer fashions, grills, and other outdoor gear. You may find lower prices on major appliances too. Expert shoppers say to wait on tech with better deals coming during back-to-school sales in a matter of just weeks. Well, some big changes for student loans taking effect today that limit how much people can borrow and how they repay them. It's all part of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act signed into law by President Trump last year. Loans will be capped for parents at $20,000 a year, $65,000 per student. Grad students will be capped at $100,000. And the June jobs report is out from ADP. The private sector added 98,000 jobs in June, most of those in healthcare. That's according to a report released just today from ADP, a bit lower than the market forecasts of 110,000 new jobs. Aside from healthcare, trade, transportation, and finance also saw some growth. 8:38, our next news at 9. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Summer is here, and Prim and Popper is ready. From officially licensed Blue Angels and U.S. Navy merchandise to custom engraving and branded promotional products, they do it all right here in Gulf Breeze. Shopping for yourself, buying a gift, or putting your logo on something your customers will actually keep? Go see them. Visit primandproper.com or stop by their shop in Gulf Breeze, located in the heart of Proper on the way to Pensacola Beach. Prim and Proper, officially licensed, locally loved.
Managing your ECUA service is easier. The new My ECUA mobile app puts everything you need right at your fingertips. From paying your bill, submitting service requests, and reporting issues like missed collections, damaged or lost bins, water main breaks, and sewer overflows, it's all right there in one easy-to-use app. Take control of your services anytime, anywhere. So download My ECUA. It's available in the App Store and Google Play.
Tune into Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than just investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sunday at 1 p.m. Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC, registered advisors.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Planning your vacation?
Chris, what do you want to go on a vacation?
Why not take Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin with you?
We're going to go to the beach.
No, take News Radio along via the app.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Just go to your app store, search News Radio 92.3, download the app.
That's good.
And listen to Pensacola's news leader with crystal clarity wherever you go.
And it's absolutely free.
That's really good.
Get it now and tap the app to get News Radio 92.3 no matter where in the world you are.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
The daily frivolous topic here for you. And today is dealing with bagels. And it pertains to a news story. So I wanted to just get, because I'm mixed about bagels. I guess here's the thing. I actually like bagels. It's not about do you like bagels or not like bagels. It's how do you like bagels. And are bagels overhyped? Like, are English muffins better than bagels? Or just plain toast? So, what are your thoughts on bagels, and how do you like them? Do you like bagel sandwiches, or do you just like cream cheese on them, or butter? You know, how do you like bagels, and what's your favorite style and everything? So, go ahead and text that in, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. While you're texting that in, let me share why this came to mind. Einstein Brothers Bagels just dropped some big news. They already have 600 markets around the country, actually almost 700, and they're planning to open 300 more by 2030. So that'll push them past 1,000 stores nationwide. Einstein Brothers Bagels. And this comes about as other bagel-type places. One's called Pop Bagels. Then you got Panera Bagels. There's another one, Bagel Brands. There's a whole bunch of local bagel shops as well. Bagels are popping up, so much so that McDonald's now has announced that in many of their locations, they'll have a bagel sandwich on the menu at many locations. And so bagels are, having a resurgence. The other area, so I like bagels, that's what I was saying before, but I guess my problem with bagels is like, they're so high in calorie, but they taste so good. And it depends, like sometimes I like them, I like the savory ones, but there's one, I can't even remember, I don't know if it's Panera I never bought them. It seems like somebody else always has them, but it has like some sort of sugar crusted coat on it or something. And it's like cinnamon sugar or something. I don't know. It's amazing though. And that's good. So how do you like your bagels? Cause I do like bagel sandwiches too. So let's go over to, So text that in 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. How do you like bagels? And I kind of want to know, do you like bagel sandwiches or do you just like them with like cream cheese or butter or something like that? So text that in. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives of PJ, and then we'll talk to PJ and David about their thoughts and what they like for as far as bagels go. And then we'll read your text at 850-437-1620. Let's get traffic on the fives with PJ right here on News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable.
Just two spots left on the traffic board here. Vehicle crash University Parkway at East 9 Mile Road. No roadblock associated with that one. Also, that vehicle crash North Cross Lane at North Davis Highway. The roadway's clear. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
All right, excellent. Start with David. David, do you like bagels? If so, how do you like them? And do you like bagel sandwiches?
So bagels are kind of, I could take them or leave them, I think. They're okay. I don't have any problem with, I'm not anti-bagel. You know, I don't dislike bagels, but they're just not my favorite. You know, they're no donut.
Oh, I was going to say, what's the alternative if not bagel? No, I wasn't thinking donut.
Now, if I am going to eat a bagel, they're okay. I like them with the fruit spread, the cream cheese fruit spread. I don't just like it with the regular cream cheese spread. I like the strawberry or the blueberry spread, you know, toasted or something like that. Bagel sandwich, I'd rather go with, if I'm going to do like a breakfast sandwich, I'd rather go with an English muffin, maybe some Texas toast, something like that.
Okay. What about like a regular sandwich, like turkey sandwich on a bagel?
I don't know. It seems odd to me. Just seems odd.
It's pretty good. I've had it a few times. It's not too bad. So
just like
PJ,
regular bagel,
your thoughts on
like
bagels and
bagel
what's your favorite kind if there is one?
If there's bagels in the house, I'll eat them. Otherwise, I'm not a huge fan. Personally, I like the blueberry bagel myself, but my wife will take plain bagels a lot of times, and she'll put the egg on it and the ham, the bacon, you know, kind of do the whole thing and make a sandwich for lunch. And I like that.
So she does the bagel sandwich. Then.
Yeah, she loves making those.
Okay, all right, and you're okay with them, but it's not like your go-to.
Yeah, I mean, again,
if you don't do a bagel, then if you're looking at a bagel and you go, I don't want the bagel. Instead, I'm going to get this bread, you know, food. Are you like David? Would you prefer a donut? Or are you going like English muffin?
Oh, man.
You going with like
donuts
wheat
are my
toast?
Kryptonite. Donuts are my kryptonite.
Donuts. Gotcha.
If there's a box of donuts, it's not going to last long.
I got you. All right. What's the favorite donut,
David's
by the way?
Not even... What's my favorite donut? Any donut. Come on.
Any? I like the chocolate frosted. I'll go with the chocolate frosted.
Yeah. I do favor
but
those.
But I agree with you, though. Pretty much any donut, I'm going to eat it. There's no donut I'm going to be like, no. Oh, my. Yeah, when it comes to bagel sandwiches, like I said, I actually love bagel sandwiches. I actually think I think the turkey or ham and turkey or whatever sandwich tastes better on a bagel. But the carbs being like 45 grams of carbs just for the bagel alone, I'm like, it's not good for my waistline. I gotta back off. So I like bagels, and I like I said, I like that whatever that sugar crusted, cinnamon crusted bagel thing is, whatever that thing is. It's amazing. That's basically a donut. And then, but I also like savory ones too. So let's go through our text line here. See what we got going on here. Blueberry bagels with cream cheese with the bagel toasted. Oh, that was the other thing too. Do you like them toasted? Do you not like them toasted? I can go either way. I think I like them toasted, but then other times not. Another text. The only time I eat a bagel is brunch at Grand Marlin. Cream cheese and smoked salmon. Ooh, that sounds kind of fancy right there. That's a fancy bagel. Cream cheese on a plain and everything bagel is the best. Oh, plain or, yeah, an everything bagel, those are pretty good. But it has to be lots and gobs of cream cheese. And that's where I'm actually different. I actually don't like gobs and gobs of cream cheese. Like, you're going to do it? I just want a little fitter. I'm not a huge cream cheese fan. Then let's see here. There's Bagel with lox. Yes, lox is a thinly sliced salt-cured salmon that is traditionally not smoked. When placed on a bagel, it typically serves as an open-faced sandwich spread with cream cheese known as a schmear and topped with ingredients like thinly sliced onions, capers, and fresh dill. Wow. See, we got some fancy bagel eaters over here. let's see here. Bagels are the least of the breakfast bread items, but they're still fun. Lightly toasted and crunchy, generously buttered. Jelly of your choice, simple but good. For a breakfast sandwich, I'd much rather have a biscuit or a croissant. Ooh, a croissant. Yeah, that's true. Good point on right there. Bagels are nothing but stale donuts. That's funny. English muffins are okay, but for the price of both, why can't they just cut them in half? I'll stick toast. Somebody here, jelly-filled donuts are awful. Everything bagels are the best, though. Yes, everything bagels. I forgot about everything bagels. Those are pretty good. There's something about that seasoning that just hits the right spot. Yeah, there are some jelly-filled donuts that I guess I would pass. You're right, actually. There are some jelly-filled donuts. I'm like, no, thank you. You've never had a bagel until you've had a New York Jewish deli bagel with lox, pickled onions, capers, and schmear. That is one thing, like, when I go visit my brother in New York City, we'll be walking around at, like, midnight. Like, he and I just try to catch up, so we'll just go for a walk. I mean, that's what you do in New York. You don't stay in a little tiny apartment. You get out of the apartment, you walk around. And next thing you know, we'll be walking around, and it's past midnight. Like, we've been walking for a couple of hours just talking and catching up and stuff. And it's past midnight, and then what is a Jewish deli, and just go in there and get a couple of bagels. And it's like one of the memories I have of visiting my brother in New York all the time is that we will just stop and get a bagel at like 1 a.m. It's kind of a cool thing. All right, Pensacola Morning News with Andy McKay. I'm Bobby. If you would like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Here's another one. Bagels are hard for me to chew. Yeah, you do have to do a little bit more chewing on the bagel than you do with other breads. But Salty Girl Food Truck at Southwind Marina makes her bagels homemade, and they're easy to eat, and I love them. Oh, that's an interesting one. Salty Girl Food Truck. Cool. Nice little plug right there. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McCann, Bobby Rossi. Let's go ahead and get a quick break. We come back here. We've got, we'll wrap it up with an update on Anthropic and Fable 5. It's now available again. What does that even mean? We'll talk about that next on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Point.
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Ugh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
I don't know about you, but for me, every time I've ever had to buy a car, it's basically been an unpleasant experience. Except one. That one was when I bought from Frontier Motors. And I'll tell you why. Because we went there just trying to test drive a car. We weren't going to buy it. We knew what we needed. Well, we wanted to test drive it to make sure it's what we wanted. When we actually had to replace our Dodge Caravan, maybe about 6 months later, well, they had the Honda Odyssey. It was really hard to find at this particular time to drive one. They had the color we wanted. They had the trim level we wanted. We wound up negotiating a little bit on the price, and we bought it when we weren't really looking. Why? Because they had the exact thing we wanted. It was a great car with like 13,000 miles, and it was a year old, came back from a lease in Orlando. They bought it at auction, and it was just easy. I didn't have to tell anybody my life story. I didn't have to get passed around from this person to that person. All the normal nonsense that you go through in buying cars, didn't have to deal with that. Great quality used cars for excellent prices. And they follow up with you after because they want to make sure you're happy. Like, they treat you like you want to be treated. Whereas I know a lot of times when you deal with cars, it's icky, right? Well, don't do that. Go to Frontier. Check out the great selection, about 300 good quality cars and trucks on the lot at any given time, and find out why it's different. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for 29 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Tune in tomorrow at 10 to the Pensacola Expert Panel. Angela Sherrill and Will Maven, realtors with Cannell & Company Realty, will be sharing insights on today's market, what buyers and sellers need to know right now, and discuss new home subdivisions in Santa Rosa County. They'll be joined by special guest Dan DeBose from Adams Homes of Northwest Florida, Santa Rosa County, tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Hi, this is Mike Kohler, your District 2 Commissioner seeking re-election. As a retired Navy captain with 33 years of naval service, I'll continue fighting to preserve our communities, manage taxpayer dollars responsibly, and oppose wasteful spending. As your commissioner, you can continue to count on me to be a strong advocate for public safety. I respectfully request your vote. Please vote Mike Kohler on August 18th.
Paid for and approved political ad by Mike Kohler for County Commissioner, Republican District 2.
Be at Community Maritime Park Saturday at 7 for Pensacola Symphony's Free Sparks and Stars concert. At 9, the fireworks will be synchronized to the music on News Radio 92.3.
Good morning news with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. Filling in for Andrew. He'll be back on Monday. Let's go ahead. It's 8:55. Let's get traffic on the fives with PJ. Go ahead, PJ.
I-10 and 110 both continue to look good. No delays on Pine Forest. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
All right. On this day, we have a few things going on here. In 1979 was when Sony's Walkman dropped. Totally revolutionized personal audio. This is the first time where people could take their music anywhere. Was a game changer. Of course, now we've got a phone in our pockets and you got just all kinds of other stuff. 1984, PG-13 was created by the MPAA. That came about because parents wanted something between PG and R. Indiana Jones and Gremlins were basically the reason why they needed that. It wasn't quite R, wasn't quite PG. Need something a little bit in between. 1997, that was back when Hong Kong was handed back to China after 156 years of British rule. It was a massive geopolitical movement. The handover ceremony was a big deal internationally. I remember I was living in the Philippines at the time, and there was all kinds of concern and worry that China was going to use that as a impetus to take over the rest of Asia, and they didn't. 2002, terrible tragedy occurred, an aviation accident. Mid-air collision killed 71 people in Germany. That was in 2002. Boy, it seems like it wasn't that long ago. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. Big development brewing in northern Mobile County. Not everyone's thrilled about it. Beacon Data Centers is trying to build a data center up there. And the residents in the residential rural area are upset. They don't want to have traffic, noise, and industrial sprawl in their quiet community. So the Beacon Data Center trying to promote, like, we need, this could bring jobs, high-paying jobs and things like that. But a lot of the residents there are concerned over the data center. I do not think I've read a story nationwide where there's a data center going in that doesn't have some sort of opposition, which I understand the concerns that these residents have, and oftentimes these data centers are trying to be put up in rural areas, and so it's these people in rural areas going, we live rural because we don't want to be around industry and around a data center and things like that. But that's where they're trying to put these data centers, in these, you know, more rural areas. The other concern is how much water they use to keep them cool. Now, there's a lot of companies out there trying to develop new methods that would cool it without using so much water, but there's all these concerns. And here's the thing, though. With more and more AI being developed all the time, and not just AI, but other data, data centers are a need. They're not a want, they're a need. And so something has to be done to allow more data centers to be built. I did see one proposal. I'm going to throw this out there. I saw one proposal. I can't remember who it was, but they were saying that they think we should start building data centers on the moon. Yeah, I talked about that earlier. Somebody said, well, how are we going to keep that cool? We have no water on the moon. Well, the thing is, you're trying to keep it cool. It's on the moon. It's already freezing cold. So you may not need water. And then, but I always, like, my concern is, like, how do you build it? We're not even landing on the moon yet. Like, we just did a big pass. So by the time we can figure out how to land on the moon and actually bring stuff up there to build, it might be, you know, who knows how long. Well, I had a conversation with a guy from NASA during the NAB conference in Vegas last month, and he was telling me that NASA already is making plans to fly materials up, drones, robots, and things like that, land them on the moon before humans even like regularly land there. And then these drones and these robots are going to be building certain infrastructure aspects. He was talking about it from a media standpoint, meaning we're going to have cameras up there on the moon live streaming Wi-Fi, because they actually have a plan to build Wi-Fi all around the moon. And so they'll have cameras that can live stream like ships landing on the moon and stuff like this. So they already have plans to build things. Could they build a full data center that way? Probably not. Anthropic addressed the safety concerns with Fable 5, so the government has released Fable 5 and allowed them to do it. Apparently, you could jailbreak Fable 5.
News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.